Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
4-4-5-8-1.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. Phil Nee with you tonight. Mr. Fabulous at the controls. High school volleyball. Prattville wins sets 1 and 3. River Valley wins set 2. Here we are in the fourth, and the Prattville serving. They lead by 4 following a River Valley timeout. Here's the serve worked on by River Valley, and Birchfield drives it over. Got it in. Nice hit. Harley Birchfield from Josie Mahoney. That makes it 10-7. Side out, River Valley. Brooklyn Stokes will serve. Stokes starting all the way back by the bleachers and then comes up with a line drive serve. Cut off now to the right side by Prattville. Stone drops it over. Fielded by Tafts. Mahoney, and now driving it over is Stafford. Prattville back row to the front. Hoosier, right side shot blocked by River Valley. Down it goes. Mahoney and Birchfield, I think it was Birchfield that got the block on that one, and River Valley is within 2 at 10-8. Fourth set, River Valley needs a win to force it to a fifth tonight. Here comes the approach and the serve by Prattville, or by River Valley. Prattville fields it on the right side, shot is blocked by Birchfield, back to Prattville again, and they will bump it over on the hit by Richard. Back row Stokes, front row Tuzier, and then Rolfe drives it in. Izzy Rolfe having a match, getting a really good set there from Josie Mahoney, and that makes it a one-point set, 10-9 here tonight. River Valley will try to keep on keeping on. Brooklyn Stokes starts in the back row. There's the serve, fielded by Prattville. There's the set, shot over the top, and nice play, but a lift called on River Valley. Prattville got it over the top, and a lift called on River Valley as they tried with the return trip. So we'll come back to Prattville for a side up. They lead by 2, 11-9. Just thinking about this today, I've called a lot of volleyball, and a lot of years it's 3-0, 3-0, 3-0, but we've called multiple sets this year, 2-5 setters in a row. And this one's in 4. Here's Rolfe, shot blocked by Prattville. Out of bounds. That's the point for River Valley. This one could easily go 5. We're in the fourth. Prattville leading 11-10. Rotating back in is Ella Myers for River Valley. And see what River Valley counters with Kylie Smith looking to come in for Paige Stafford. So Kylie will serve. 11-10 Prattville in the fourth. Best of 5 tonight. They're checking numbers again here for River Valley. Again, Smith is set to serve. Going to ask, River Valley's asking about where they're. They're in the right spot, the right rotation. Gives everybody a chance to catch their breath here. Now Coach Hill getting into the conversation. They're going to bring Birchfield in for Myers on the right side. And I believe we are set. Always some confusion on where everybody lines up. You want to make sure that same person doesn't stay in the front the whole match, so those things are monitored. All right, here we go. 11-10, Prattville leading in the fourth. River Valley with a serve from Kylie Smith. Fielded by Prattville, left side, they'll get it to the middle. Taking a shot, down it goes for Quinn Temperley. Gives Prattville a 2-point lead, 12-10, Temperley with the kill, and Prattville with the side out. Their libero player in to do the honors. There's the serve, fielded now by River Valley. set by Mahoney. Birchfield takes it over to the back line and just out of bounds. That one just missed. Gladville takes a three-point lead here in the fourth set at 13-10. Back to serve is Avery Richard. There's the serve, near side. Cut off. Now there's the quick set. Rolfe takes it over. Oh, big dig by Platteville. Set by Hoosier. Slapped into the net by Temperley. And it's a point for River Valley. 13-11. Now Ellemeyers is in the front left. Braylon Tafts, Bavero player for River Valley, will serve. Tafts with the serve. Dug now by Platteville. They'll set it to the right side. Softly over by Temperley and got it in. Quinn Temperley went the soft route, got it around the wall, and dropped it in. That'll make it 14-11. And Temperley will serve. Line drive, let serve. Free ball by Smith. Slapped down at the net by Dye. And that makes it 15-11. Rihanna Dye getting into the act. We hadn't called her name for a while. She was really dominant in the opening set tonight. She has a kill and a block in the fourth. Here's the serve. That one fielded by Smith. Quick set left side. Myers drives it in. Ella Myers swinging away. 15-12. River Valley keeping pace here tonight. Serving for the Blackhawks, Ella Prohaska. She comes in off the bench to do the honors. Prohaska with a line drive serve. Fielded now by the right side play around River Valley, and Dye is going to hit it over the top. We're going to say it was tipped by the Blackhawks. Judges confer, and now they say no. No tip, and that's a point for River Valley. That makes it 15-13. Everything hotly contested here in the fourth. Serving will be number two, Ella Prohaska for the Blackhawks. Played by Platteville. Mia Hoosier is on the right side. Now dropping it over is Temperley. And actually that was Schuler. Layla Schuler gets the kill for Platteville. And that makes it 16-13. Schuler with the kill. Side out Platteville. Hillman leading by three in the fourth. Trying to win it in four. River Valley trying to force it to a fifth. Here's the serve. Played by Tafts. Mahoney sets it. And Myers on the run. Blocked back by Dye. There's Hellebrand at to the right side, blocked by Dye again on the shot. Again, taking it over on a big hit with Stokes. Back to the middle, Dye slaps it in. Rihanna Dye makes it a four-point lead for Platteville at 17-13. A couple of kills now and a block for her, and here comes Layla Schuler to serve for Platteville. Schuler's serve, far side, dug by Smith. Mahoney sets it to the left. Taking the shot is Stokes. Ball blocked. That to River Valley. They'll try again, and down it goes for Ella Myers. That'll make it a three-point set, 17-14. Ella Myers getting the job done while she is in the front. Smith rotates out, and Chelsea Mahoney drops back to serve. Here's the serve, fielded by Platteville. Temperley, left side, and now Dye takes a shot, blocked by River Valley. It drops in. Nice job by Myers again. She got the block, and it landed in bounds. River Valley is within two at 17-15. Here's Mahoney with a serve. Fielded by Platteville. Hoosier sets it to the right side, softly taking it down the line. There was Gallant. Back it goes to the left side, shot over, and down it goes by Soraya Stone. Stone makes it an 18-15 game. Platteville by three in the fourth. Avery Richard rotates back to the front left. Here comes the serve for Malia Temperley. Soft one, a left serve, and it drops in. That is tough. Near the serve receiving team. 19-15. Timeout in favor of River Valley here, and the score is in favor of Platteville. 19-15. They lead by four in the fourth. River Valley trails the match 2-1 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The high school football schedule is into the sixth week of action, and we have a great one for you on the radio coming up Friday night as River Valley plays host to Richland Center for the annual Blackhawk homecoming football game. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the coverage, beginning with our Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at 6:35, kickoff at 7, followed by football Friday night and the fabulous post-game show right here on WRCO Radio Sports Friday night.
Forward to it. Great to have you along tonight for WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee. We have volleyball tonight, football tomorrow, Richland Center at River Valley. We have Brewers tomorrow and WRCE through the weekend. Last regular season series taking on the Reds. No Badgers Saturday, and then it's a Sunday night game for the Packers and the Cowboys. That can be heard right here on WRCO. 19-15, Platteville in the fourth. Here's the serve. Fielded back row by the Blackhawks. Mahoney sets up Myers. Her shot blocked by Dye. Returned by Mahoney back to Platteville. Hoosier, right side, taking a shot. And getting it in was Avery Richard. Richard draws the line on the back row, and that makes it 20-15. That was just a really good shot. Malia Temperley will serve. River Valley trailing by 5 here in the fourth. Temperley with a run-up. There is the serve. Far side. Played by Tafts. Kept live now by Stokes. Myers gets it over. Platteville back row to the front. Quick set right side. Taking a shot. Down it goes for Richards. Two in a row for her. 21-15. Platteville in the fourth. Malia Temperley will keep serving. Here's the run-up and the serve by Temperley, a soft one. Fielded on a diving play by Stokes, set to the left side, and Stafford takes it over. Good hit, got it in. Paige Stafford makes it a 21-16 score. They'll take it back to Myers, who will stay in the game and serve. Emma Myers with a run-up, and here's the line drive serve on the right side. That's an ace. Makes it 21-17. Ella Myers, I think she has served tonight, but looked good there. Here's the run-up and another line drive serve. Far side, that one is out of bounds. It's a little bit too much mustard on it. That makes it 22-17. Platteville by 5, and they're within 3 of going out, winning the fourth and taking the match. Levant, the libero player in for Platteville. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded by Tafts. Now Mahoney on the left side. Birchfield takes it over the wall. Back row, Grabant. Hoosier back to the middle. Driving it in is Temperley, and a net violation on River Valley. Would have been a point anyway. And it's 23-17, Platteville. Richland Center gets the win by sweep tonight. That's on the Phil Nee flip phone. We'll check a bunch of those scores coming up during our post-match show. River Valley needing a big comeback here. Here's a serve by Grabant. Played back row there by Tafts. Set by Mahoney. Shot by Birchfield down the line. Good play by Stone. Keeps it live. Back to the far side and down the line and in for Avery Richard. She's having a big flurry at the end of the game. That makes it 24-17, and Platteville has game point. Game point in the fourth for Platteville. Grabant with the whistle. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. And it's ace, and that's going to do it. Platteville wins on an ace in the fourth game. Grabant and Platteville win with an exclamation point at the end. Their second 3-1 match win over River Valley this season. Coming up, the post-match show, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. And we'll also name the play or player of the game here. Courtesy of Duncan. You're listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
sets. In the fourth set tonight, Avery Richard leads Platteville with a total of 3 kills. And also Malia Temperley has an ace to go along with some good play by Platteville. River Valley kept it close for a while, but Platteville pulls away down the stretch. For the Blackhawks, Ella Myers with a total of 4 kills. And she also got an ace in there as well, leading the way for the Blackhawks. Turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan, giving you rewards, and we reward some eras, the plays of the game, and the matches each and every time. We go with down the stretch tonight, 2 kills in a row for Avery Richard, helping Platteville pull away from, at the time it was a 19-15 ball game, a couple of kills in a row. She got it to 21-15, and built Platteville's momentum, or helped continue that. And they win it going away here tonight, 3-1. Look for your rewards with Duncan in Richland Center, a proud sponsor of high school sports. You can get rewards and enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. This is high school volleyball from WRCO Sports.
From America's favorite coffee to bold new beverages and irresistible snacks, Dunkin' is the brand loved nationwide and cherished right here at home. With Dunkin' Rewards, the free sips start now. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join today and enjoy a free medium drink with purchase during your first week as a member. Experience the name that's been number one in customer loyalty for over 15 years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to get out of the way. The pep rally is about ready to start, and I might be a part of the skit. But nonetheless, again, Platteville wins it tonight in a key conference match. They stay unbeaten in the Southwest Conference. They also swept the JV match tonight. Platteville won the opener 25-14. River Valley won the second. Turns out their only win tonight, 25-20. Platteville wins the third, 25-17, and the fourth, 25-17. With the win, Platteville now 6-0 in the Southwest Conference. They are 12-8. And then for River Valley, they fall to 3-3 in the league, and they are 12-8. As you mentioned earlier on the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y Connect Wireless, it was a win for Richland Center in 3. Tonight, North Crawford leads Weston 1-0. Lancaster up on Dodgeville 2-0. Boscobel and Southwestern tied at 1 apiece in area action. And earlier tonight in soccer, Platteville-Lancaster defeated River Valley 1-0, and Prairie du Chien over Richland Center 5-3. I'm sure Tim will have a few more a little bit later on tonight. We're going to sign off for now. For our engineer, Mr. Tim Feed, I'm Phil Mee saying goodnight. We'll be back your way with reports from the River Valley School Fair tomorrow morning and football tomorrow night. You've been listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
sat down at the VFW next to some guy I didn't know. Our talking turned to laughing, cause where we're from is nowhere close. Next thing you know, we landed on, let's agree to disagree. And then we raised our glass to cheers. He said, the cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We've got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. When it comes to mama's cooking, we could all use a little more. Hard work never hurt nobody, and God knows we need the Lord. Let's make making a difference and giving forgiveness cool again. And on that we'll take another round of cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. When it gets down to it, we all want the same thing. Our own little slice of the pie, living that American dream. The good old days ain't over, just around the bend. If we could learn to solve our problems with cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. More cold beer and common sense.
Every once in a while, I catch a gust of wind in my sail. Girl, you know I never can tell where it's gonna take me. Every now and then, I get to rolling and the wheels come loose. I'm rocking like a rock star dude out here in the crazy. Come find me. I'm out on the wind tonight. Come find me. Sure use my friend tonight. Come find me. Come and get your guitar, man. Come find me. Cause only you know where I am. I'm somewhere out west, heading somewhere down south. Girl, and right about now, I'm all alone. Your rambling boys been dancing out on the ledge. Ain't enough of my candle lit to light my way home. Come find me. I'm out on the road tonight. Come find me. One I wanna hold tonight. Come find me. Come and get your guitar, man. Come find me. 'cause only you know where I am. There's just a sliver of a silver moon above me on this lost highway. I sure do miss you, babe. Come find me. Come and get your guitar, man. Come find me. 'Cause only you know where I am. Baby, come find me. Started over from scratch. Keep what's good, pile up what's bad, and then I'd strike the match. And yet we go back to the basics of how things ought to be. Yeah, there'd be a lot of changes if it was left up to me. 'Cause what this country needs is a little more steel guitar. Straight out of a Texas bar. And give us a song we can all sing along from sea to shining sea. You'd be proud of it and always love it. That's what this country needs. Now if you want to hear about living, that radio dial, you come to a singer singing what life is all about. 'Cause you can't deny that people still cry, they laugh and they smile and they hurt. And that's my humble opinion, y'all. You can take it for what it's worth. 'Cause what this country needs is a little more steel guitar. Straight out of a Texas bar. And give us a song we can all sing along from sea to shining sea. Be proud of it and always love it. That's what this country needs. Sing along from sea to shining sea. You'll be proud of it and always love it. That's what this country needs. You just be proud of it and always love it. And that's what this country needs. Skin, a blanket at night that you're wrapped up in. Your love.
for Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at 4PeteSake.com. That's the number 4PeteSake.com. By mail at 4PeteSake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
This is Phil Nee. We'll have a variety of things going on Saturday night during Those Were the Days, including the best of the fall of 75, some stories behind the song for an interview with Randy Bachman, and we'll have the Solid Gold Dancers here. Henry Bray's going to do a juggling act. Careful. And Joanne will be plate spinning as well. WRCO, Those Were the Days, Saturday night, is sponsored in part by Town Taxi, Center Cinema, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Mastodon Records, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Bindham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance. Those were the days on WRCO between 6 and midnight. We'll hit the airways with hits on WRCO, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Goodbye, strung out on the lawn. dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank, with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb. And you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts to beat down, you don't know what to do. Grab your swimming trunks, ice up that old igloo, and drive until the map turns blue. Daytona Beach. T-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Let her go, boys. Right there, the daylight's gone. Play truth or dare, and it won't take long for you and her. I got nothing on but water. All you really need this time of year is a pair of shades and ice cold beer. And a place to sit somewhere near water. Thank you.
thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
the high school football schedule is into the sixth week of action, and we have a great one for you on the radio coming up Friday night as River Valley plays host to Richland Center for the annual Blackhawk homecoming football game. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the coverage, beginning with our Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at 6:35, kickoff at 7, followed by football Friday night and the fabulous post-game show right here on WRCO Radio Sports Friday night.
Come visit the Aikie School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
me lose my mind. Thought about thinking it through, and every time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I wanna do. It's making me lose my mind, girl. I thought about thinking it through, and every time I do, I find. I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. Didn't know it at the time.
Driving home one evening in his beat-up Pontiac, when an old lady flagged him down. Her Mercedes had a flat. He could see that she was frightened, standing out there in the snow, till he said, "I'm here to help you, ma'am. By the way, my name's Joe." She said, "I'm from St. Louis, and I'm only passing through. I must have seen 100 cars go by. This is awful nice of you." When he changed the tire and closed her trunk and was about to drive away, she said, "How much do I owe you?" Here's what he had to say. "You don't owe me a thing. Been there too. And someone once helped me out just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you." Well, a few miles down the road, lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and then be on her way. But she couldn't help but notice how the waitress smiled so sweet, and how she must have been 8 months along and dead on her feet. And though she didn't know her story, and she probably never will, when the waitress went to get her change from a $100 bill, the lady slipped right out the door and on a napkin left a note. There were tears in the waitress' eyes when she read what she wrote. "You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. Someone wants out just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love night when she got home from work. The waitress climbed into bed. She was thinking about the money and what the ladies known had said. As her husband lay there sleeping, she whispered soft and low, "Everything's gonna be all right. I love you, Joe."
Another test can't give me, and I don't trust anything.